Welcome to episode 201 of the Fredcast Cycling Podcast for the week of January 21st, 2013. My name is David, and I'm a Fred. On this week's episode of the Fredcast, as we're knee-deep in some cases in winter here in the Northern Hemisphere, it's time to turn away from the woes of professional cycling for a moment and to turn away from the news and instead turn to some new products as I bring you some interviews from the outdoor retailer Winter Market 2013 from right here in Utah at the Salt Palace in Salt Lake City. I think you're really going to enjoy this. So sit back, relax, and if you're riding your bike, hammer just a little bit harder because here comes the Fredcast. Hey, fellow Freds, welcome back to another episode of the Fredcast. I hope your holidays were wonderful and that you are already having a very happy new year here in 2013. Welcome back to another episode of the Fredcast, this one with some great interviews from outdoor retailer Winter Market. But before we get started, as always, we need to thank our main sponsor, and that is Jensen USA at jensenusa.com/thefredcast. Jensen USA is your source for a great selection of products for cycling, everything from complete bikes to tires and tubes to components to apparel and everything in between, tools and anything else you can imagine at great prices with some of the best customer service in the industry. I recently started using Road Tubeless on my road bike, obviously, and I needed some parts. I needed some sealant, I needed a Presta valve puller, and I wanted some replacement valves as well for my setup. And I just went straight to Jensen USA. They had the exact parts I was looking for at great prices. I had great email communication, knew exactly when everything was going to arrive. Everything actually arrived earlier than I expected it. It was just a great experience. And I don't think it matters whether you're buying small parts and tools like I was or whether you're buying a complete bike. I think you're going to find that you will have the exact same experience. All of your expectations will be met. You'll be getting great prices. And if you should have a problem, and it happens, you're going to find some amazing customer service at Jensen USA. So go ahead and check them out. Again, it's jensenusa.com/thefredcast, or just go to our website, www.thefredcast.com. And up there on the right-hand corner of the website is a Jensen USA link. Click that. And by the way, that's a great thing to do because every week they're changing that little link and that ad with some new specials, some of which are just for Fredcast listeners. So go check it out. Once again, we always thank jensenusa.com for their support, and we thank you for supporting Jensen USA. Well, for a lot of people, when it comes to cycling, at least here in the Northern Hemisphere, as I said at the outset, we really are knee-deep into winter. And while there are a lot of hardy souls that will get out and ride their bikes through the snow and the slush and the cold, there's a lot of us that are stuck inside on our trainers. And in some ways, it sort of becomes the cycling doldrums for a lot of people. Well, here in Utah, this time of year, January, is known for a couple of things. It's known for typically great skiing conditions. It's known for the Sundance Film Festival here in Park City, Utah, but down in the valley in Salt Lake City, it's also known for the Outdoor Retailer Winter Market Trade Show. Now, Outdoor Retailer has two trade shows every year, one in the winter and one in the summer. They're both in Salt Lake City, and to a lot of people's relief, Outdoor Retailer announced earlier this week that they would be returning to Salt Lake City through at least 2016, and that made a lot of people in the industry very, very pleased. And I go to Outdoor Retailer every year to try to find new and interesting products to bring to you here on the Fredcast. Now, admittedly, Outdoor Retailer is not really a cycling-specific show. Outdoor Retailer is for, I mean, it sounds silly, it's for outdoor retailers, people who are in the space of bringing you products to their retail stores, whether that's large chains like, for instance, Dick's or even Cabela's or REI or even small mom and pop chains that you'll find on Main Street in your own hometown. And they come here to see the products that will be available over the next months and even year. And it gives them the opportunity to preview those products and place their future orders. Well, despite the fact that there's a lot of footwear, there's a lot of clothing, there's a lot of things for mountain climbing and skiing, I am able to find products out there on the show floor that I think that you'll find interesting or useful in your own cycling. And so I've got five interviews for you today from Outdoor Retailer that I hope you will find interesting. First up is a product called Any Glove, and this is something that definitely will solve a problem that I have and probably a problem that you have as well. And by the way, before we get into this interview, I have to apologize to Aaron, whom I interviewed at Any Glove. It was the first time in over 7 years of doing this show that I completed an entire interview, looked down and realized, yeah, I forgot to press record. So my apologies to Aaron for having to do the interview twice, but I got to tell you, he was great both times. Here is my interview with Aaron from Any Glove from Outdoor Retailer Winter Market 2013. Well, it's the winter time, and that means that we're out riding in the cold, and of course we're wearing our full-fingered gloves, and many of us are using our smartphones not only for music, but also for finding our way around, and maybe even as our bicycle computers. And one of the problems we have is our full-fingered gloves won't operate the phone. But I'm here with Aaron. Aaron is with a company called Any Glove, and you've solved that problem. Tell us about your product.
What we have here is...
Sorry, he's laughing because I forgot to press record originally. And yes, I will leave this in, Aaron. Go on.
All right. Our company's called Any Glove, and what Any Glove is a liquid that you can apply to any glove that you have to make it compatible with your touchscreen device. All you do is apply the liquid to the finger, soak it in, dry it, and presto, you can answer your iPhone without taking your glove off.
Now, when I first walked up, one of the questions that I had for you was, will it work with my Gore-Tex gloves? Will it work with my leather gloves? Will it work with my Windstopper gloves? How do you address that?
Yes.
Short answer. Care to elaborate?
Yeah, we've tested it on literally thousands and thousands of gloves. I was just demonstrating earlier, we have it on some Windstopper gloves. We have synthetic leathers, real leathers. I have a hockey glove that it works on. So we've literally got it to work on everything. It works.
So what about full-fingered cycling gloves? Because it's sort of a synthetic material, it's a bit thin. Are there any issues there? Because quite frankly, that's what the majority of my listeners are going to be interested in.
It's almost like this was designed specifically for that material. It really is great. It's a thin material. It soaks in readily. It takes about 5 drops to get a finger going. And it works beautifully on the cycling gloves, which I have on right now. Yeah.
Now, of course, I think that then brings up the next logical question for my listeners, which is, I sweat, I get dirty when I'm riding. I'm going to want to wash my gloves. Since I know it's a liquid that soaks in, what happens then?
Well, you can get a washing or two out of it, but it'll start to fade. You know, detergent's going to wash it out. The water's going to wash it out. The beauty of it is you've already primed the material. It's already in there. So when it starts to fade, all you got to do is add a drop or two more, rub it in, let it dry, and it's as good as the day you first put it on. It really is really great in that way.
So just a few drops. I see it comes in a little bottle. How much is a bottle, and how many applications will you get?
Well, the bottle retails for $19.95. It takes about 5 drops to do a finger. There's 550 drops in a bottle. So you're going to get a lot of mileage out of it. You're likely to wear the glove out before you run out of the liquid. So,
makes sense. I love good backstories. I think a lot of people know the story of the post-it note, some crazy idea of a guy who was a violinist and he needed to put his notes on his music. What's the backstory behind Any Glove?
So the story goes, our chemist, EJ, he bought a pair of gloves with the sewn-in tips on it. You may have seen these things. You got little metal material sewn into the tip. First day, within hours of bringing them home, he ripped the tip off. So then he's left with a glove that he paid $60 for that now does not work with his phone. And he was very irritated. But him being a chemist, he's like, all right, how do we fix the problem? And, you know, 4 years ago, that's where we started. And now we have a product that we have to market. So, yeah.
Where can people buy the product? Because I think that once people hear about it, they're going to want to get it. Where can they get it?
Well, right now we're trying to get into stores, but at the moment you can buy it on Amazon, Amazon.com. Everybody's seen Amazon, you know. Sure. Yeah. So right now, currently, that's the only place we're selling.
So I'm curious, right? It's outdoor retailer, but you're in that sort of emerging product zone here at Outdoor Retailer. What's been the response as the retailers have come by?
People walk by and they're like, oh, I wish I would have thought of that. Yeah. That's the most common response. And they like it because they don't have to buy patches or tip gloves. And then they have the control over reapplying it when it starts to fade versus a glove that comes touchscreen ready. And when it wears out and you're just done. See, with this, you can reapply as needed. And you got a lot more life, yeah. So
sounds great. All right, so we know you can go to Amazon.com, and I'll put that in the show notes. But what is your website if people just want to learn a little bit more?
Yeah, check us out at www.anyglove.com, and like us on Facebook.
Excellent. Aaron, thanks so much for doing the interview twice.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Well, Aaron was a good sport, considering my faux pas. He did give me a sample of the product. I'm going to be applying it to my ski gloves this afternoon, going skiing tomorrow, and we'll see how that works. I'll also apply it to my full finger gloves for cycling and give that a try and see how well it works. But it's certainly, if it works, we'll be definitely solving a problem that many of us definitely do have. So that was Aaron from AnyGlove. And yes, of course, there will be links in the show notes to where you can find that on Amazon. And I've already put a link into the enhanced podcast. So if that's the way that you're listening to the show, just go ahead and click that link and go ahead and check out AnyGlove. Okay, next up is a product that I think that you will also find interesting. Since a lot of you are riding with helmet cams or cams that are mounted perhaps to your handlebars or your head tube or perhaps your seat post, I know a lot of you are looking for more flexible options, more comfortable options than having a camera attached to your helmet, and I think I found something for you. It's called Pivot Head, and here is my interview with them. I'm in the Pivot Head booth here at Outdoor Retailer. I've been talking to Zach, and Zach is showing me their new sunglasses, but they're a little bit more than sunglasses. Zach, tell us a little bit about your product.
Yeah, thanks, David, for joining us. So I'm here showing Pivot Head video recording eyewear. And what Pivot Head is it's essentially a stylish pair of sunglasses, but in the bridge of the glasses is a 1080p HD video camera. So what you look at is what you record. You know, there's no mounts. There's no SD cards. It's all in one nice package that you can put on like regular sunglasses and go.
So you mentioned no mounts, no memory card. So how does it work? Explain, because obviously it's audio, exactly what people are looking at when they're looking at a Pivot Head.
Sure. So, you know, I guess the best way to describe it is just imagine you have your favorite pair of sunglasses in your hands. And with Pivot Head, you know, they look just like your average pair of glasses. But on the left-hand side, there's three buttons. One's a power button, and then there's two other buttons, one for video, one for photos. So how it works is you essentially rock one of the pivot switches forward, and you're recording an HD video. You rock the pivot switch back, and you're taking a picture. It also does audio as well. So it's a really simple device to use. We designed it to be ready to go out of the box. And you know, we didn't want people to have to you know, worry about if they're getting the shot or not, because the camera is in the bridge of the glasses. So what you look at is what you get.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned no memory card. So I think the first questions people are going to ask are, how much memory is there? How much can I record? And then how long is the battery going to last?
Yeah, so it's a great question. So there's 8 gigabytes built in. So you know, out of the box, you can record right to the hard drive that's on the glasses. So 8 gigabytes is a good amount, but when you're recording an HD video, the file sizes are pretty large. That's, you know, a double-edged sort of HD quality. So how it works is you'll get about an hour of 1080p video and that of continuous recording, and the memory and battery will are synced together, so you'll run out of both when you need to recharge or download the data.
Okay, speaking of downloading the data, what method do people use to connect to their computer or their smartphone or their tablet?
Sure, so it's similar to a USB 6, so it's a micro USB cord, plugs right into any USB port, and the device will automatically recognize the Pivot Head eyewear. So it's as simple as dragging and dropping from the Pivot Head glasses to whatever device you're on. And then we have a few wireless devices that let you download the data as well. So if you're on the go and you want to watch your video or download a video, we have accessories that let you do that. So from your iPhone or iPad or Android or whatever it might be, you can clear the memory, charge the glasses, change the settings, all while being away from your computer.
And let's talk about the settings. Settings are configurable just like on a lot of the helmet cams we see out there. Is that all done through the computer or through an app?
Sure. So it's, you know, it's just, it's a really advanced camera, I guess, first and foremost. So there's a few things that you can do. So while you're away from the computer, you can change the settings on the glasses. So I talked about the pivot switch on the left temple of the glasses. By holding that down for 3 seconds, you can change resolution mode. So the default is 1080p at 30, but if you want to go to a higher frame rate, you simply hold down that front pivot switch for 3 seconds, and you'll change into 720 at 60 frames. So that's a good way for you to kind of change the settings on the go. And if you want to get more advanced and into the weeds of the glasses a bit, on your laptop, there's an app that we've created that lets you do all sorts of things, from time-lapse mode to burst mode to turning audio on and off to black and white mode. So there's really a gamut of features that you can use.
Now, you've got a lot of different styles. So cyclists, the folks we're talking to today, they're used to glasses where they can interchange the lenses for different light conditions. Do you have that available as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have different versions of the glasses for different people. As you said, we have polarized versions. All the frames are impact resistant. And then two of our lines, the Recon and Moab, have interchangeable lenses. So if you want polarized, they come with polarized. And if you want clear or yellow, they come with those as well. So it really is, you know, a lot of varieties, so you can pick what's right for you.
You've also got some accessories here we were looking at. Take us through those.
Absolutely. So I'll take you through three of our most popular accessories. The first one is called the Air Pivot Head. And think of the Air Pivot Head as a Wi-Fi a router. So this Air Pivot Head, when you power it on, creates a Wi-Fi hotspot. And when you plug the glasses into this Air Pivot Head, you can then look at the content that's on the glasses. So, for example, let's say you're going for a ride and you're taking a rest and you want to see, you know, what the footage looked like. You can take out your smartphone, connect the smartphone to the Wi-Fi network that the Air Pivot Head created, and then you can customize the settings, you can download the data, you can trim the data, you can delete it, you can do kind of anything you can do on a computer wirelessly on the go. That's the first one. The second one that's really popular is the Pivot Head Refuel. And this is simply a battery pack. It's about the size of a Trident pack of gum, a little bigger, but it's a 4,000 milliamp battery pack, so you can use it for anything that has that needs to be powered up while you're on the go. And you'll charge the glasses 6 to 7 times in one full charge. Last but not least is the Pivot Head Strap-In Power. And the Strap-In Power, envision it as looking like a pair of, or a pair of croquis. So it attaches to both sides, both back ends of the temple of the glasses, and secures the glasses on an individual's head. The thing that's unique about the Strap-In Power is on the back of the strap is a small battery pack that will charge the glasses while you're on the go. So you'll have the glasses securely to your head, as well as having additional power. And all those are available online as well.
Nice. Okay, so a lot of different features, a lot of different options. What's the price point on the glasses?
Sure. So the price point on the glasses is $299. And we're available at Sports Authority, Sunglass Huts, and online as well.
You guys, relatively new company. When did you launch?
Yeah, we are new. So we launched June 4th. This was years in the making, but we thought there was a better way to record your POV without having to, you know, strap an apparatus to your body or head. And so we're excited to be at OR. This is actually our first show with the product out here, and we're just spreading the good word.
Awesome. Where can people get more information on Pivot Head?
Sure. So pivothead.com, obviously, but I really like to point people to YouTube and ask them to search for Pivot Head. And that's because there you can see what our consumers are actually doing with the glasses. So rather than listen to us, you can see videos other people are creating. And that's pretty powerful because people are using them for everything from, you know, sporting events to skiing to biking to hiking. You know, it really is pretty unique to see what people do with them.
Excellent. Well, we're looking for a lot of good stuff from Pivot Head in the future. Zach, thanks for being on the Fredcast.
Yeah, thanks, David. I appreciate it.
So, of course, I come home from the show and I start telling my family about things that I saw. And the first thing my daughter says to me is, "Oh, that sounds like those glasses on Mission Impossible." Absolutely. I wish I had thought of that when I was doing the interview. It's a cool idea. They have a lot of different styles. Go ahead and check them out there at pivothead.com. Of course, links in the show notes. I'll stop saying that now. Well, if any of you remember show number 187 of the Fredcast when I was at Outdoor Retailer Winter Market 2012, this is back from February of last year, you'll recall that I interviewed a company that few of us had heard of at that point, a company called LifeProof. And since then, LifeProof has gone on to become very well-known, winning awards, including at this year's 2013 Consumer Electronics Show. I met up with them again at Interbike 2012, did an interview with them for Interbike TV when they were showing me their new iPad cases. And when I saw them at Outdoor Retailer Winter Market 2013, to be honest, I thought, well, maybe I won't interview LifeProof this time, but they had some really cool stuff that they brought with them to the show, including some really neat ways of attaching your iPhone to your bike in a very secure way, and the addition of LifeProof's first case outside of the Apple ecosystem. So here's my interview with Edlin from LifeProof from Outdoor Retailer 2013.
One of the companies that's definitely seen as an innovator here at Outdoor Retailer, and we saw you guys at Interbike as well, is LifeProof. And I'm talking to Edlin. And for those of you, for those of the people out there maybe who haven't been listening long enough and they really don't know what LifeProof is, give everybody an idea of what the company is all about and the products that you make.
So LifeProof is the company that makes waterproof, shockproof, dirtproof, and snowproof cases for your devices. So that way it enables you to use your devices wherever life takes you. So we're a case company, but we see ourselves as more than a case company. We're about providing you the ability to have the freedom to take your devices wherever you want to go. And again, the motto is let's go. So whether any action sports, cycling, you can do whatever you want to do.
So I didn't even prep you with this question, so I'm just going to shock you with it. Where are some of the most innovative, unique, different places you've heard of people taking their devices once they put a LifeProof case on it?
Let's see, innovative places. Well, now there's people using them in the shower. They're making phone calls. They can take their iPad in the hot tub. They can answer their emails.
This is not where I expected you to go.
Right. Well, I've used mine to go surfing. I listen to Pandora.
Really?
I just got a hold of some waterproof headphones. I've used the life jacket. So while I'm out there, I can catch some waves. And then once it settles down for a bit, I'm waiting for the next set of waves. I can take a couple shots while I'm out there.
Nice. So surfing, kayaking, cycling, skiing, mountain climbing?
Right, mountain climbing as well. The life jacket is also great for that. Increases the shock protection. You have your phone there. You're protected against all the dirt, the dust, drops.
Nice. So when I saw you at Interbike this year, you guys still had the iPhone 4 case and the iPad case, and I had just gotten my iPhone 5 and said, "Where's the iPhone 5 case?" And you didn't have it. You have it here, and I think a lot of people, and I don't mean this in any negative way, but what took so long?
So the iPhone 5 released, and everyone was waiting for the iPhone 5 case from LifeProof. Now, one thing is that it's easy to make a shockproof case, but to make it waterproof as well, we wanted to go into the whole quality control, make sure that the quality was there and that it met the specifications that we wanted, that all the sensors were correct and the measurements so that it would work perfect and we wouldn't have any problems with the LifeProof case.
Nice. So one of those things that just sort of worth the wait?
Right.
Absolutely. So one of the things I also noticed, and I think it's important to mention, is that not only is it shockproof, dustproof, waterproof, and all of that, it's fashionable as well. Tell everybody about that.
Right. So we offer the LifeProof case right now, the iPhone 4 in different colors, and the iPhone 5 case will also be available in new colors coming soon.
Can you tell us what colors are coming?
So as of right now, we've announced a cyan color, a magenta, and a one similar to the dark flat earth that we have right now, one of our military colors, and then there will be more to follow.
Now, one of the things I also saw earlier is you've got a new belt clip, you've got a new armband, and something unique on that whole retention system is a visual indicator for folks. Tell us about that.
So with the older accessories, we've improved on them. We now have the new iPhone 5 accessories. We've improved the locking mechanism. Now it locks from the top, from side to side. So when it's locked, you'll see a red indicator at the top. And when it's unlocked, it will be green. And then the armband has an extended strap. So now it'll fit on bigger arms. If you're working out and you flex, you don't have to worry about the armband will be big enough for everyone else. And the belt clip, the bike mount as well. They all have the new locking mechanism on the top.
My listeners know I love a good segue. So you said bike mount. That's perfect. Now you guys have a new bike mount coming out, sounds like just in a matter of days. I've seen a picture of it. Describe for everybody what it looks like and where it goes on the bike.
So what we'll have is a stem mount, which will go on the stem of the bike, and it will be similar to the ram mount. So the ball joints that we use now on the original bike mount that we have, it will be similar to that. It will just go to the stem, and you'll have the ball mount so that you can mount the iPhone case there. That way it's not in the way. If you already have other devices on your bike or you just don't want it cluttered, you can have it there in the center. That way it's out of the way, and if you just need to use your phone or you get a message, or let's say that you're tracking your ride, that way it's just easily accessible there. And if you don't need it, it's just there, and it's not in the way. Yeah. So.
And for those of you who can't see it, go to the website for LifeProof, and you'll see that this new bike mount essentially goes where your stem cap is at the top of your steer tube. So you've got a real good solid mount there, and then you've got the really nice ball joint to allow it a lot of flexibility and adjustability, but then again, you can also lock it down. So it's one of the more solid mounts that I've ever seen. I'll test it, of course, but I want to see what it how it performs. Now, having said that, we talked about iPad, we talked about iPhone, and so everybody thinks you must be an Apple-centric company. What's coming soon?
So we are working on the Galaxy S3 from Samsung. So we're not just Apple. We're looking into moving into their devices, so that will be one of the other devices that we're working on. And again, we want to make sure that we have the quality there and that everything is just right when we release it. So expect that soon. And then also you can expect other devices that we've been looking into, such as the iPad mini. Nice.
I like the fact that you're doing the S3. I mean, there are people who simply are not Apple people. And if they're not, yet they're really gadget people, they probably like that Galaxy S3. So that's a great addition to your line. So a lot of new products. A lot of great products that have been well-tested and well-reviewed. Let everybody know where they can get more information about LifeProof.
So if you need more information, just go to lifeproof.com.
Excellent. Edlin, thanks so much for joining us today on the Fredcast.
Thanks for having me.
I have to say that I am now testing the new iPhone 5 LifeProof case. I'm liking the fit and finish of the case, and I'll let you know over the next few months how the durability of it is. One interesting thing, by the way, I noticed that LifeProof is now doing. I suppose what smartphone you use is a bit of a status symbol for some people. And so once you put a smartphone into a case like this, it's difficult for people to tell what kind of a phone you're using. So now what LifeProof has done is they've added a little window to the back of the case so that everyone can see your little Apple logo, and that way they know you're using an iPhone and not something else. I just thought that was an interesting little thing that they've done. I'm looking forward also specifically to testing out that new mount that goes onto the stem of your bike, replacing the stem cap on your bike. It seems like a logical place to mount your smartphone if you're using it as a bike computer, and it seems like it's going to be among, if not the, most secure mounts for a smartphone. And you know, when you talk about something that is such an important tool in our everyday lives and something that's also quite expensive to replace, you want something that's going to be secure in mounting it onto your bike, whether it's your mountain bike, your cyclocross bike, or your road bike. You definitely want to make sure it's secure. So I'm looking forward to giving that a try, and I'll give you a follow-up on a future episode of the Fredcast. Now, it may be that those of you who want to have your smartphone with you on your rides, it may be that the reason is that you like to listen to music or maybe even podcasts while you ride. And while that may be controversial, I know that many of you do that. And when you do, one of the biggest concerns is blocking out the noise of the road around you. You need to be aware of your surroundings and what's going on. And a couple of years ago at Interbike, I ran into what seemed at the time to be a startup company called Yurbuds, Y-U-R-B-U-D-S. And at the time, they simply had some covers that went over the earbuds that you would get with, you know, your music player or your smartphone. And not only did they fit securely in your ear, Not only did they keep from slipping out when you were running or riding or doing any other physical activity, and we all know that that can happen to us, but they also allowed the entry of ambient noise into your ear so that you could listen to whatever it is you wanted to on your smartphone or music player, but at the same time be aware of your surroundings. Well, I stopped by their booth again because they've got some new innovative products, and they've gone beyond just being a headphone cover to being a full-fledged, very well-respected earphone company. And they showed me their new limited edition earbuds. And here's what they had to tell me about this really cool new product.
Well, earlier we talked to a company that makes cases for iPhones, which means you're going to want to have headphones. And I know some of you like to listen while you ride. You like to listen while you run, whether that's outside, on your trainer, in the gym. And I'm here talking to Daniel. We're in the Earbuds booth. Now, I met you guys at Interbike a few years ago, but remind everybody just what Earbuds is all about.
Absolutely. So we are the first company to design an earphone for the shape and the contour of your ear. So because of that, they're guaranteed never to fall out, no matter what type of activity you use them for. They're comfortable for hours at a time, and they're also going to be sports equipment, which means they allow in ambient noise, going to have a very strong tensile strength to the cord, and they're also going to be sweat-proof and water-resistant.
So a lot of people have been riding or working out with headphones, earphones in the past, and we've all experienced either they sort of get jostled loose, they get pulled loose, or just because you get sweaty and they get wet, they fall out. Earbuds solves that problem.
Absolutely. Believe it or not, the problem is so prevalent that 9 out of 10 people who use a headphone while they're using it for any kind of activity have trouble with their headphones hurting or falling out. And I mean, God bless the other companies that are making earphones, because it's really the reason that we've had the business that we've had. And we've really come into the market as athletes ourselves. Our founders are 24-time marathoner as well as an Ironman distance triathlete. Almost everyone in the company is some level an athlete, myself being a triathlete and a runner as well.
I got to ask you about that 9 out of 10 number. Where does that come from?
That actually comes from the consumer research that we did to decide whether or not we were even going to launch the company. So we traveled the country, talked to thousands of people, took 3D ear images of their ear, so then we would have the model by which to actually be able to create an ergonomic earphone. And in those conversations, constantly collecting the data to understand how big the need was, because we knew we had it, but we didn't know how many other people, or if we just had some weird ears.
Yeah. Now, I stopped by today because I've seen you guys before, and I actually use one of your products. It's an older generation of your product, but I would testify to the fact that they don't fall out, even with sweat and jostling and all of that. And, as is a concern of a lot of cyclists, when you're riding, you want to be able to hear the traffic. And I still can, while still hearing the podcast or the music or whatever else I'm listening to. What's new? You were just showing me a new product. Tell everybody about it.
Absolutely. So if you met us in 2010, we're going to step into a time machine right now, because we look very different than we did at that point. The latest and greatest from Earbuds is known as the limited edition. And these are two products that are actually currently available at Apple stores. And they have some proprietary technology from us that you'll never see from anyone else. The first is going to be our triple magnet sound technology, which is going to give best-in-class separation and detail, giving you sound quality of a $300 earphone at a price point of only $99.99.
So we were talking a moment ago, and I know a lot of people who are tech geeks will go, oh, you got to get the Edimotics. How do you compare?
So a couple different things that you'll find with ours. One, because we have that proprietary triple magnet, the diaphragm of our earphone is going to give you a much deeper and richer sound than what you'll be able to find from others. And you couple that with the fact that because our earphone's fitting in the outer ear with our world-class ergonomics, it's actually going to use a 15-millimeter driver, whereas many of those well-known in-canal earphones can only get up to a 6 to 8 millimeter driver without it being too big for the ear canal.
What does that mean for people who aren't audiophiles?
So for an audiophile, I really hope that they come and try out this product, because for this time, we've actually taken audio on headlong. Because of that, we actually are this year's 2013 CEA Innovation and Engineering Award winner for the headphone category, which is a tremendous honor for us to find.
And you won that at CES this year. And from my listening, you know, my attention to the coverage of CES, there were a lot of headphones there. So for you to win that was a big deal.
I mean, you couldn't walk through that show without tripping over 15 wires on your way, that's for sure.
So, okay, when I met you in 2010, you weren't really a headphone company. You're a headphone accessory company. So now tell everybody about this new product in particular.
Absolutely. So what we've always done well is the ergonomics. And we used to be able to be applied to other earphones because we fit the ear so well, guaranteed not to fall out. We tackled the issues that people were having with their current headphones. You flash forward to where we are now. We manufacture our own line of earphones where we now have believe it's 32 different products that are available out there on the market. The latest version that you see here is going to include a soft touch 3-button dry microphone, which will be sweat proof and water resistant, control all of your controls on your iPod, iPhone, and iPad, including a full integration with Siri. It's also going to have the first ever oval Kevlar cord, which makes it virtually indestructible, sweat proof, and water resistant. And last but not least, for every one of you that puts this in your bike bag or in your pocket of your jersey, completely tangle-free.
I want to go back to something that you said about the microphone. I've ruined a number of pair of iPhone headphones by wearing them cycling, and I'm a sweater, I'll be honest. Tell us again about that mic.
So we hear it all the time. One side of the earphone goes out because the microphone starts to shut down. People can't hear you on your call anymore. It's crackling. You throw them away and you go dump another, presumably $50 on another set of headphones. Not only is this going to be sweat-proof and water-resistant, we're also going to back that with our lifetime warranty.
Okay, so for all that, for how much?
$99.99.
And where can people find them? Where do you, what, because it is outdoor retailer after all, what retailers can people go to?
So right now this product is only in the Apple stores as well as online at yourbuds.com, yourbuds.com. But you can also find them very shortly from some of your friendly neighborhood outdoor retailers like REI and others.
And the rest of the line, where any other retailers that you want to mention?
Yeah, absolutely. We typically tell people, go to your specialty bike store, your specialty tri store, your specialty run store. They carry a large representation of our product. You can also find us at many of the larger retailers as well.
That's great, Daniel. One more time, give us that URL.
It is yourbuds, yourbuds.com.
Excellent. Thanks for joining us on the Fredcast.
My pleasure.
By the way, I loved talking to Daniel, and I loved the way he instantly turned on his radio voice as soon as I pulled out that microphone and pressed record. Earbuds, these new earbuds, the limited edition with the Kevlar cord and the microphone, solve problems for me. I'm sure they solve problems for you. I literally have gone through 5 or 6 iPhone headphones with the built-in microphone and just stopped using them because I sweat and I ruin the headphones every single time. So this looks like a great new product, and go ahead and check it out. There is, of course, I said I wasn't going to say it, but there are links in the show notes. And last but not least, I had the opportunity to stop by and talk to the gentleman at Switch Eyewear. Now, many of us are wearing glasses when we ride and do other physical outdoor activity that allow us to interchange lenses depending on changing light conditions. And Switch has an innovative way of making it easier, safer, and perhaps providing more durability when you're changing your lenses. Now, the gentleman that I had the opportunity to talk to has a long and very successful career in the athletic and sport eyewear category. And so while the interview is a little bit longer than some of the others that you've heard, he provides some excellent information. And we talked after the interview, and I started asking him, I said to him, hey, you know, obviously you know nothing about what you do for a living. And he sort of started to share his history with me, and I gained a great deal of respect and certainly understanding for why he is able to speak so knowledgeably as he does in this interview about eyewear, specifically in the category in which we all live. So I think you'll really enjoy this interview. An innovative and interesting product, it's Switch Eyewear.
For years and years, cyclists have been using sunglasses with interchangeable lenses, and oftentimes fumbling around or worried that they're going to be damaging their glasses or their lenses. I'm talking to Mark. We're in the Switch Eyewear booth. You've solved that problem. Tell everybody how.
Yes, well, we analyzed the market and realized that everybody actually is either afraid to change out their lenses because they're distorting the lens, they're distorting the frame, they can't seem to get it to go together. A lot of people, after 1, 2, 3 times, they even give up. They don't want to do it any longer. What we came up with is a unique message where you're able to change your lenses by a magnetic interchange. And it's a system that is well-tested, well-backed, 6 years in development, and last year was the initial launch, and the idea basically behind it was to have the ability for that technical person who's out for a long ride from morning till evening, and they're going through various light-changing conditions, and they would love the idea or the opportunity to change their lenses without really fighting with the product.
Now, it's hard to explain via audio, but I'm going to ask you to do it anyway. explain the difference between changing a lens out using the switch technology and using the competitive technology.
What has been the mainstay for the last 10 years, effectively for a variety of companies, has been the fact that it's a hook and lock system, which basically means you have to take your frame, pull it apart, distort the frame enough to get it to lock into place. And eventually, even if you use that as a consistent basis to do, the locking mechanisms do finally give up and go away where the lens will not even stay in place any longer. By our system of a integrated magnetic system, it allows us to have the ability to essentially change it in and out. And there's always questions regarding, well, you know, when I was a kid growing up, I had magnets and I'd play with it for a week, I'd lose it for 6 months, and then I went back and found it and there's no more magnetism in the magnet itself. There's two ways to make a magnet. You dig it out of the ground, which is earth and core magnetic metal, which is what we do, or take a piece of metal and polarize it negative and positively. That's the magnets that always go away eventually. So our magnets will never lose their power. They're equally as strong from day one to 10 years out of the box. The hard part for us was to have the ability to integrate the magnet into the lens where it would consistently not come out, have the ability to retain its grab, even in a very poor situation. I have a very good friend of mine. I used him as, quote-unquote, crash test dummy. Major road cyclist, had a pair of our H-walls, and at one point he had a very bad accident where he went down, and as he was sliding across the tarmac on the side of his face, he actually thought, I really hope this lens stays in. The good news is he lived. The better news is at the hospital, the surgeon basically said, if that lens had come out, you would have lost your eye.
Wow.
So right there, it basically reinforced the fact that, okay, will it not come out in any given situation? No, it's programmed to come out in certain situations. But in those situations where maybe you're road biking, mountain biking, maybe you get hit in the face with a branch, you know, it should stay in there. And if it comes out, there's a reason it came out. So
now you've got a variety of different styles here, and we're looking at these because they're really sort of cyclist-centric. It's got the frame with the exposed bottom of the lens.
I actually call that a semi-rimless frame, where it's basically a brow bar with your temple attachment, and that is actually the first part of Switch when it was initially launched and put together. The logic for it was we were going after a very, very sport-specific end user to build authenticity for the brand. So when you look at a model, again, we're not on video, so when you look at this initial model called the H-Wall, it's very centric towards the cyclist in that respect. And what we do here is we offer this frame with three different lens shapes. So depending on your eye socket, your cheek protrusions, these three different lenses give us the ability that you as a consumer could physically go, okay, let's try this lens, let's try that lens, let's try that. Let's see which fits the best, you know, for your given face shape.
And when you buy a pair of glasses, how many lenses come with it?
It comes with two lenses, and the beauty of it is, now I know there's some discussion. Some cyclists will use a polarized lens. A lot of them believe that the polarization interferes with their riding. Either way, we offer it both ways. And the beauty of it is, if it's a polarized kit, as we call it, coming with two lenses, that first lens will always be either a gray base or a tan base, based upon your personal preference. Your second lens, regardless of style, color, and frame, is what we call a low-light rose amber, to be used when the sun is still horizon level or below. And when you ride all day and the shadows start to set, you can literally interchange it to a low light rose amber. So for instance, our gray lens has a 10% light transmission. That means if 100% hits the front of the lens, 10 gets to your eye. The tan, 15%. So it's a little lighter. The low light rose amber is a 28%. That is a lens you could literally wear till basically dark. And the beauty of it is, when you look at most interchangeable lens programs out there, they usually will give you your second lens, but it'll always be in a hard case. And as a cyclist, you have nowhere to put that.
Good point.
We came up with an ingenious idea of what we call a lens pod. And from a audio standpoint, think of it looking like a clamshell. That's spring-loaded, magnetically allows us to attach the lens to each side, silicone in between, you can close it, sit on it, tuck it in your shirt back pocket. You'll never know it's there until you need it. And this is a part of the secret that makes us unique.
Now, I want to come back to the cycling glasses in a moment, but I also see that you also have full-frame glasses, also with the switch technology.
Correct. And the idea here is that it's almost as if we've come full circle, because what we can tell by people who have bought our product and like our product, that they'll buy usually their first impression to switch is they see it because they need it for as an end user, as a cyclist. The next step was that there's a lot of people out there, they're casual riders. Now, they still like this idea and they will still wear this semi-rimless, as we call it, but in the same instance, they may do other sports that aren't as intensive where they need this open frame design, and that's where the full frame comes in. And then in between that, you have what we call the end user who is trying to take that one particular product and make it work in all, you know, disciplines. So essentially you can have a frame, and again, you can have a frame that may have a traditional temple on it that goes over the ear that doesn't really have any way to grip in a sweaty, hot situation. And that frame face or the front of the product would look identical, but then when you move to that identical model as another style, the actual temple, then TPU, or what we call urethane rubber, allows the more you sweat, the better it grips and holds you in place. So you could put one on and go, yeah, this is really comfortable, I can wear it as an everyday thing, driving or whatever. I can put this one on and all of a sudden it's a dual purpose, and then I can go back to this model we were discussing, the H-Wall, very sport specific for that end user using it for that specific event.
What about the optical quality? Can I put a prescription in there? Tell me about that.
Yes, because we're an optical-based company.
What does that mean? What's your background?
Okay, here's our background, which is very interesting from the standpoint that people go, switch, never heard of switch. Are they going to be around in a year from now? You know, if I buy this product, who's going to take care of me if something goes wrong? Switch's parent company goes under the name of Liberty Optical. It's an 80-year-old, family-owned, third-generation company. Most people would not recognize the name, maybe Switch or even Liberty Optical, but there is one product that virtually everybody recognizes. If you've ever seen an amateur or pro athlete ever wear a protective eyewear while playing a sport, that's a company called RecSpec. I have it all the time. Oh yeah, I wore those as a little kid playing Little League. They own 99% of the market, in excess of 5,000 accounts worldwide. And that is where, from the optical perspective, from sports specific to now sunglass specific product. So it's a very well thought out and designed product. Because we are an optical company, we also have our own lab to do prescriptions in-house. So for instance, again, we're not on video, but you'll get the idea. This is my prescription. When I want to put my sun lens in, get the right one, I can pop that in, and now I have one frame, two uses with my polarized sunglass lens. Awesome. So, and we do this in-house as a service, you know, to consumers who want to have this ability to change in and out. The other thing that we're just getting ready to launch in the near future is that there's so many of us that are aging that have to wear readers at this point to read up close, and we will take five or six of our key models, and it will be a sunglass when you look straight through it like you would a normal sunglass, and if you tilt your eyes down, your reader prescription is right there, and it will come with either a gray lens, a tan lens, and a low light rose amber.
For those of you who are listening, I've heard from several of you say, yeah, I'm aging. I look down, I can't see my cycling computer anymore. And that would be a perfect solution, wouldn't it?
Exactly. Yes, exactly. We offer it right now as a specialty lens. So you could buy, say, for instance, an H-Wall model with the two lenses that already come with it. And you can order for a $50 retail, and you're getting two lenses, the pod, with your reader lens as an option. So we're actually moving to that next level where you'll still have it available as a secondary specialty lens, but also as an entire package with the two lenses set up as readers.
So let's just talk about the H-Wall as an example. It's a very similar to Brando, that sort of a glass, and people are familiar with the price point. What kind of a price point are you talking about?
The beauty of our product is, and this is where the technology end of it comes in, because we started speaking about that from a lens technology. What makes a good sunglass and what makes a great sunglass is what we call the attention to detail. And this product is sourced on a worldwide level. And what I mean by that is you can build, let's just cover polarization for starters. Because if you're talking just a non-polarized sunglass, what you're really talking about is the quality of the material, which is polycarbonate. But it's the grinding and the polishing of the lens that separates the men from the boys, in the sense that the eye will look through anything no matter how dirty, cruddy, and scratched up it gets. And if you wear something consistently long enough, your eye will readjust to that. But the harder the eye has to work to look through something, tension headaches, migraines, eye strain, that's where that starts to happen. For any of you, you know, listeners out there that wear eyewear, you probably notice where maybe you go back 2 years later, your prescription hasn't changed, but you get a new set of lenses done anyway, and you put the new lenses on, and go, oh my God, I can see again. I can't believe what I was missing, because that lens has deteriorated, and your eyes just adjusted according to that. Another analogy, which is a very good analogy, is think of it if you have a car that you've driven for a couple of years, you barely washed it, it's dirty, and you wash it one day and you rub your hand over it and it feels really kind of rough and thing, well, okay, you decide to wax it and you wax it, oh yeah, it looks better, but it's still kind of rough. If you compound it first and then wax it, everything jumps out more clearly, there's much more clarity in the paint. Well, an eye lens is no different. The finer the grinding and the polishing that you do, and spend the money to do it right, the higher the clarity and the more what we call line sight distance. What's it look like at 10 feet? What's it look like at 100 feet? What's it look like at 100 yards? Is it as clear at 100 yards as it is at 10 feet? If it is, you have a high quality lens. We use a company called Zeiss. So most of your listeners probably know it. They're the best in the world. And essentially by doing this, we're always assured of getting a top quality lens. Now let's move into polarization for your riders that use polarized sunglasses. There's good ways to make polarized sunglasses. There are great ways to make polarized sunglasses. The best way to build a polarized sunglass is basically in what we call a laminate construction. And a laminate construction is basically, there's a front lens, there's a back lens, and a polarized filter is placed between those. Now, for your listeners who want to get imaginative and think about this, if you were to take a piece of Saran wrap and hold it in front of you and stretch it as far as you could, eventually what's going to happen, there's a line you can't see through, then there's a line you can see through, and then there's a line you can't see through, and a line you can see through. Think of it as a horizontal get through, not get through, get through, get through. The higher the quality of a polarized filter that's used, if you were, again, to envision that piece of Saran wrap, which is clearly not what it's based on, but people can understand that, and you took iodine and you put all the iodine molecules and you lined them up in a straight line and got them as close as you could get them and still allow light to come through, so that when you do what we call just a polarized test, if you take one lens and put it in front of the other and you can still see clearly through it. If you turn it perpendicular, the darker and the blacker it gets, the higher the polarized efficiency. The only way you can get the highest polarized efficiency is by building a laminate construction. All right, and that's one of our facets. The other thing that a lot of companies will cheat on, as I like to call it, because you can offer 100% UV protection on light that goes through the lens. But because your coating system is such, if you're doing it the correct way, you should see on the back side of your lens almost a purplish haze. That's known as an anti-reflective coat. If you have a sunglass that has some type of mirror frame face on it, and you look on the back and it has no purplish haze, that means it kind of went cheap on you, because that 100% UV lens only offers 70% because of what we call bounce back. You have light coming in from the top, sides, bottoms, it's the front of the lens, bounces into your eye, and that's when you drop from 100 to 70% UV protection. If you do it the right way and put an AR coat or anti-reflective coat on the back, when that bounce back light hits this lens, it gets sucked through and gets spit out the front. You now are back at 98%.
So lots of great technology. Translate that into price.
The beauty of it is there's a huge price value with our product. When you look, I don't care if you, and I actually applaud you to go do this. Go to your local shop. Take an Oakley outside, take a Maui Jim outside, take a Costa Del Mar outside, and you go boom, boom, boom. You just trade those back and forth. You will not be able to tell that one lens is inferior to another. Why? Because they're all great lenses. But when you look at most product at $179, $199, $249, and higher, we offer at $149 or $139, your first lens in the frame is your polarized lens, your second lens is a low-light rose amber, and the second lens is of equal quality and clarity to the first lens because we're so easy to interchange out, we can't cheat you on that one. At $149 and $139 versus $70, $80, $90 higher, or if you're going non-polarized with your either gray or tan base lens and your low light rose amber lens, because some of your cyclists out there prefer to ride in non-polarized scenarios, they will range anywhere from $119 to $99, which you get two lenses, a hard case, a soft case for a cleaning cloth, a pod to carry your second lens around in. So there's a huge price value relationship in our product.
Absolutely. Where can people find Switch Eyewear right now?
The company really launched nationally this year. I mean, it's been in development, a lot of beta testing to make sure we got it right out of the box. So the dealer network is what I would call in its infancy stage. Most of your listeners probably have heard of a company called REI. We are very successful from a national standpoint with REI. And that, I mean, that is one. Yes, you can go online, you can go to our website, switchvision.com, on our dealer locator, you can see if there's somebody local, you know, and go that route if you can't find somebody locally.
Excellent. That's always my last question, which is, where can people get more information? So say the URL one more time, and thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Again, basically, they can go to switchvision.com. Now, don't get disappointed, because the website is under construction because we have all these new styles we're trying to load onto this thing for a launch that's March 1st for delivery of all these new products.
Thanks again for joining us. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you again.
Well, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the gentleman from Switch Eyewear and indeed all of the exhibitors who took the time out of their busy day at Outdoor Retailer to speak with me to bring you some new, innovative, and in some cases, updated products that I thought you might be interested in. Again, there are links in the show notes to each of those products, and we thank each of them for coming on the show. Well, that's going to do it for this week's episode of the Fredcast. But before we go, I'd be remiss if I didn't thank our wonderful main sponsor, and that is Jensen USA at jensenusa.com/thefredcast. Let's face it, there's a lot of opportunities, a lot of places where you can buy parts and clothing and tools and, hey, complete bikes. But I'm going to tell you that one of the best places that you can go for an amazing selection, some great prices, and the best customer service in the bike industry is Jensen USA. Go to jensenusa.com/thefredcast or go to thefredcast.com and click the Jensen USA link on the right-hand side of the page. As always, we thank Jensen USA for their support of the Fredcast, and we thank you for your support of Jensen USA. Well, I know I've said it already, but for links and show notes and lots of information about the Fredcast, please go to our website at www.thefredcast.com. Of course, if you'd like to send an email, please do, and you can do that at thefredcast@gmail.com. Or send us an audio comment. We love audio comments. Use the send a voicemail link on the right-hand side of the Fredcast website, or go ahead and call our listener hotline at area code 661-513-FRED. That's 661-513-3733. Of course, follow along with us, everything that we're doing, cycling, family, skiing, Sundance Film Festival. Find us on Twitter. The Twitter handle is simply Fredcast, or follow us on Facebook, and there are links on thefredcast.com. And with that, there's just one thing left to do in this week's episode of the Fredcast, and that is to introduce this week's PodSafe Cycling Music. And this week's PodSafe Cycling Music is chosen specifically for the Fredcast by IndoorCyclingMusic.com, the home of the free weekly featured track and premium members content of weekly 30 and 60-minute cardio mixes and monthly 90-minute cardio mixes to get the world moving. Go ahead and check them out. I use them all the time for my indoor workouts, and you can find them at www.indoorcyclingmusic.com. Today's artist is The Scruffs, and the track is called Go Faster. Perfect for those indoor cycling workouts. Well, that's going to do it for this week's show. We will be back again very soon. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for staying subscribed. And as always, thank you for telling your friends and your club members and your team members and everyone you know about the Fredcast Cycling Podcast. We'll be back with you again real soon. But between this show and the next, enjoy the music, but most of all, enjoy the ride.